Ladies and gentlemen, yes, this is the meeting of Intergovernmental Relations Committee. It is Friday, May 17th, 2013. We have three items. We'll start with a call of the roll to establish a quorum.
Supervisors Alexander.
Present.
Broderick.
Here.
Dmitrievich.
Here.
Roma West.
Present.
Cullen.
Here.
Taylor.
Here.
Mr. Chair.
Here.
There are seven members present. We have a quorum.
Thank you. If you call the first item, please.
A resolution in support of Assembly Bill 53 and Senate Bill 38 requiring the state to take action to qualify for enhanced Medicaid funding.
Thank you. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you for recognizing Mr. Chair and members of the committee. Bright Friday. Here to talk about the decision of the governor to reject Medicare funds from the Affordable Care Act. It's not often that progressives, moderates, and conservatives come together to advocate a similar idea, which makes it all the more surprising that the topic of the Affordable Care Act, the health reform law, but now twice in 6 months, business and labor, doctors and patient groups, agencies and consumers have joined forces against the proposal by the governor on health reform. 6 months ago, these diverse interests joined in chorus to call on the governor to create a state-based insurance marketplace known as an exchange to allow consumers great choice and protections in a previously seller's market. Governor Walker, not wanting to be seen as taking any part in Obamacare, announced that Wisconsin would concede the opportunity to control its own health insurance marketplace and allow the federal government to step in and do it for us. Fast forward to now, the governor has announced that Wisconsin will reject billions in federal funds for our state's Badger Care program for the thousands of people in our state that struggle to access health care and currently are uninsured, many of whom are on Badger Care's wait list. His solution, leave these Wisconsinites with only the option of this marketplace exchange to access health care, the same health marketplace we opted not to create, and this coverage that many believe will still be outside the reach of many low-income residents. The Medical Society, Hospital Association, Aurora, Wheaton, Greater Milwaukee Committee, Citizen Action Wisconsin, Metro Milwaukee Association of Commerce, Community Advocates, Disability Rights Wisconsin, Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, AFL-CIO, and over 100 organizations have opposed this move. When a state government offered the opportunity, fails in its duty to provide freedom and security to its citizens, then the moral imperative to do the right thing falls on elected leaders in our county governments, which is why I and my fellow county supervisors in 15 counties are working to introduce resolutions like the one in front of you today, to our boards to call on the Wisconsin legislature to overturn the governor's plan and accept these federal dollars that will save citizens and our budgets. Or failing to do that, to work with counties that would partner, that would like to partner with the state to accept these dollars for our citizens instead. We already have one county-by-county program, family care, and it seems to be working quite well. From a moral perspective, we cannot afford to turn a blind eye to the people who were supposed to gain coverage but had it robbed from them. Over 46,000 citizens of Milwaukee County were supposed to have access to Badger Care had Wisconsin accepted these federal dollars. But instead, we've blocked them and will force 89,000 off of the program statewide because they just make over the poverty line. But let's look at a second. Let's take a second to look at the economic argument, too. Counties such as Milwaukee County already pay for the cost of people who aren't insured, as do its citizens. Our counties pay for mental health programs for those individuals that do not have access. Our emergency rooms care for those who are unable to access health care as they would because we decided a long time ago that we were not going to abide by people dying in the streets. But these health centers make up the difference by charging more for those with insurance, meaning we all pay more. And I'm on my last page. This rejection of funds for Badger Care will not only cover thousands of fewer people, but cost the state of Wisconsin $100 million more than the budget alone. This is why I'm introducing this legislation and this resolution in front of you, reminding the state legislature that this decision is not final. It can be overturned. We can accept these federal dollars for Badger Care at any time, but if what is right falls behind what is political, then I and leaders from 15 counties call on the legislature, if you so choose today, supporting this legislation, to work with us to find ways to cover our residents. So in summing up, we're looking at counties like Eau Claire, La Crosse, Richland, Dane, Brownie, Racine, and more that would be able to take this stance supporting this legislation today. I believe they are introducing their own pieces of legislation to encourage the legislature to accept these federal funds.
Committee members.
I move approval of the amendment, Mr. Chairman.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's an amendment. I'd like to offer the amendment. Supervisor West, could you?
Sure.
Touch on it.
First of all, I'd like to echo all the sentiments of my colleague. He was very thorough here this morning, so there's really nothing more I can add other than the fact that some of us sitting at the table were here when the decision was made to dissolve GAMP, and I actually sat on the committee that did that. And there's not very many votes that I regret in my tenure here, but that is one of them. A lot of promises were made by the state, and one of them was that the people in Milwaukee County who were on the GAMP program would be covered by Badger Care. And not only was there a 6-month delay in getting Badger Care off the ground, but once that delay was over, our hundreds, thousands of our Milwaukee County residents, after we paid into the system, were not covered. And they remain uncovered. And there's a huge waiting list in the state right now. And so, for me, this is just a moral issue. People need to have health care, and they should be covered. And if there's a means by which to do that, we should provide that means. And so, basically, the amendment that you have in front of you just makes the legislation being offered by my colleague more general, so that it covers more... So it can be expanded in the future.
I got it. Okay. Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I forgot to note on the amendment, there's more than one piece of legislation going to the state by state representatives to overturn this decision. So we wanted to, just in case, Assembly Bill 53 and Senate Bill 38 maybe take a different turn, that those other pieces of legislation that our resolution here could support those two.
Okay. Do we know where those two current bills are in the process, or have they gotten a committee hearing or scheduled for? Or? No is the answer. Okay.
I wouldn't be able to tell you.
All right. We have a motion for approval of amendment number one. Seeing no further comments or questions, we'll take a vote on amendment one.
Mr. Chairman, did we read the amendment into the record?
We did not read it into the record. There's a request to read it into the record. Could you just read amendment one into the record, please?
By Supervisors Bowen and Romo West. Be it resolved that the Milwaukee County Board of Supervisors hereby supports State Assembly Bill 53 and Senate Bill 38 and other legislative efforts requiring the state to take action to qualify for enhanced Medicaid funding, and urges state officials to accept enhanced federal Medicaid funding to improve the state's Badger Care program. And
thank you very much. So the addition was the addition of and other legislative efforts requiring the state to take action to qualify for enhanced Medicaid funding. The amendment clear?
Yes.
Seeing no questions, take a vote on the amendment, please.
Supervisors Alexander.
No.
Broderick.
Aye.
Dmitrievich.
Aye.
Roma West.
Aye.
Cullen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
There are 6 ayes, 1 no. The motion, the amendment is approved.
Thank you.
Thank you, committee.
The amendment, well, the amendment is approved, and Supervisor West.
After 2 of them, huh?
I move approval as amended.
Moves approval as amended.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman.
Supervisor Alexander.
Thank you. I don't know a whole lot about the Affordable Health Care Act, and I've been forced recently to have to start learning and doing my research on it, especially since this resolution came before us. I know there's a lot of differing viewpoints on there on how these exchanges are supposed to work and how the funding is supposed to work, but a few things that I found that I just want to share with the committee that kind of piqued my concern. One is that Congressman Ryan has said that the fastest thing that's going to go when they cut spending in Washington, and we've seen them do that a little bit here with some sequesters, is a 100% or a 90% match rate for Medicaid, and he's saying that there's no way that they're going to keep those match rates. So I keep hearing that the biggest concern for not accepting the state, or I'm sorry, for the state not accepting the federal funding is because later on that match rate or that federal funding is expected to go down. Does anybody have any information on why the committee might think that that won't go down? Mr. Chairman?
You're asking for someone to comment on whether or not Congressman Ryan is correct in making that prediction? Or, sorry, I'm not sure what the...
No, Mr. Chairman, I'm wondering if anyone has knowledge or insight as to why the general claims that that federal funding that we're asking the governor to accept, if anyone has knowledge on why they believe that that's not going to go down as some people are claiming.
If anyone would like to come to the mic and address the question, if they feel they can contribute, please introduce yourself, and then we'll need you to fill out a blue card when you're completed and hand it.
Sorry to do that earlier. My name is Kevin Kane from Citizen Action of Wisconsin. I'm one of the 230 organizations that have taken a stance on this issue. I have copies for everybody so you can see it too, the ones that Supervisor Bowen mentioned, thankfully. For that particular point, whether or not the federal funding covered by the feds is going to actually be there, it is completely and fully appropriated under the Affordable Care Act for many years in the future. In fact, you would have to change the entire Affordable Care Act, and while people have been trying to do that, it has not been successful thus far. So that money is actually more secure than the $19 billion in federal funding in the current state budget for things like roads and education, which need almost very, very current appropriations almost every cycle. So that money is no more insecure. In fact, it's more secure than the rest of that. On top of which, we can opt out at any time. If we found out that the feds were not going to hold up their end of the bargain, we could at that point say we no longer want to move forward with the issue, much like the other 9 conservative governor-led states who have accepted these federal funds have opted to do.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's exactly the information I was looking for, and I'm very glad that Citizen Action was available to provide that.
Yeah.
The other concern that I had is that some of the research I found said that the federal government doesn't have the exchange mechanisms ready for Wisconsin yet. So if this committee and the full board approve the resolution, sends it to the state, and by some miracle the state listens to us and says, okay, we're going to accept the federal funding, that would actually slow down the process of people who are uninsured or low insured being able to receive coverage. And I know one of the supervisors a few minutes ago expressed, you know, a moral concern that people need health care, and it sounded to me like if we went with, I guess, this more of a state-based model or exchange, people would receive care more quickly than if the governor were to accept the federal funds. Does anyone know more about that?
Supervisor Bowen.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. What I can speak to is the fact of the process. So the state has the decision to make to accept the funds or not, and decide how to move forward after that. If we have no intention of accepting the funds, there will be no protocol to decide on how to give access to those individuals that would. And we also have mechanisms that we use now and structures that we use now, like Badger Care. Accepting these funds and funneling it into a program that already gives insurance to individuals in the state of Wisconsin, like Badger Care, would be the likely solution. While they could revamp some things and change things in that program as well, it's totally up to the state. But if they do not accept, make the decision to accept the funds, we won't be able to make any steps forward.
Supervisor West.
Thank you. Along those lines, and IGR can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe what's happening now is at the national level, they're asking states to make the decision as to whether or not you will administer your own affordable health care at and make that happen within your state, which we currently are doing through the Badger Care program, which would make it, in my eyes, even a stronger argument to accept these funds, or you're asking, you'll be asked to opt into the national program. So you have an option to do it as a state, or you have an option to join theirs and not have state health care. We already have state health care. So for me, it makes more sense to accept these funds and, you know, alter Badger Care or morph Badger Care into the state's version of the affordable health care than it would be to completely rebuild the entire system in Wisconsin, if that's the choice. I don't know at this point where the governor's, you know, thoughts are on this, but in my education on affordable health care, that's the impression that I'm walking away with, which is the reason why I was actually kind of perplexed as to why the governor wouldn't accept these funds at this time, because it's not a matter of somehow getting on the fast track if you don't accept these funds. These funds open the door for you then to build your own system, which is what the federal government is asking us to do, unless you want to join the national system. And for me, just with my limited experience in Social Security and all of those things, I think I'd rather have a state system than the federal system. So I don't know how much of that I got right, but we've had reports in Health and Human Needs regarding affordable health care and how that will work. The other part of this is for Milwaukee County, I think at this particular moment in time, the push to accept these funds helps us in that we are currently trying to close the Hilltop units. And so some of those individuals are not covered by family care, and there could be other opportunities for us for funding these people's recovery in the community through these funds. And so for me, it just makes perfect sense for Milwaukee County to stand with the other 15 counties that are asking, you know, the governor, please accept these funds. Thank you.
Just to follow up, just for clarity, so the current proposal would leave more people relying on the exchanges, correct? So if the concern is that the exchanges are not yet up and running, the current proposal actually leaves more people in that situation of depending on the exchanges. Is that correct? Can anyone confirm that?
I want to say you're correct. I think the governor's level of what government-supported health care would cover changes by the amount, the income that a family makes. Mm-hmm. And the more funds that we have, the higher that we can raise that limit to cover more people. The less money we have, the lower that we can raise it.
Okay. All right. Supervisor Alexander, you still have the floor. On that point, I needed clarification. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have any further questions.
Any other comments or questions from committee?
Yeah.
Supervisor Broderick.
Well, I can't help but say that this whole idea that the governor has imposed is fiscally imprudent, to say the very least, And that approach subverts, by the imposition of expensive ideology, a very well-intended program that would help a greater number of our citizens in need. And I think it's just the imposition of ideology over good sense.
Okay. Were there any other speakers before we call a vote? All right. We have a motion for approval by Supervisor West, as amended.
Supervisors Alexander?
No.
Broderick?
Aye.
Dmitrievich?
Aye.
Rimmel West?
Aye.
Cullen?
Aye.
Taylor?
No.
And Mr. Chair?
Aye.
There are 5 ayes, 2 noes. The motion to approve as amended is approved.
Thank you so much, Mr. Chair, members of the committee.
Okay, thank you.